hundreds of people have marched in the streets of New York City to remember all that was lost to Super Hurricane Sandy 5 years ago, calling for actions on climate change and demanding a faster response to Hurricane Maria survivors in Puerto Rico by Trump's administration.
With his response to Puerto Rico, I think it was, you know, you are clearly a colony, you are clearly second-class citizens, we don't care about you, we don't want to forgive your debt, we're here to punish you, and if you resist, get ready.
It's disgusting for him to say that it wasn't a lot of tragedies. One death is a tragedy. It doesn't have to take millions or hundreds of people. One is a lot.
Many of those protesters in Brooklyn accused Donald Trump of not taking seriously the warnings given by scientists on the increase of global warming that causes hurricanes and rising sea levels. Protesters have also called on New York officials to take serious actions on this regard.
To resist the Trump administration's dangerous rollbacks of climate and community protections and rise united to demand that New York's elected officials take bold and immediate action to make New York a true climate leader.
A Rutgers University study reports that New York could very soon face an enormous flooding, while more than 13 million coastal residents in the United States might lose their homes because of it. This year's hurricane season cost some $190 billion in damage and devastation. According to specialists, there is a direct, dangerous, and clear link between severe weather and climate change, although Trump's administration denies. On top of that, studies also show that communities of color and Latinos are the first to get hit and suffer the most damages. Reporting from New York, Ronnie Carvello, Press TV.